This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right. So, well, it's another episode of the Project Dad Podcast. I'm Andy.
This is Tony.
And we're finally joined by a guest.
Holy crap. Still haven't got emails from you lazy bastards yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for Lisa's correction corner.
Yeah.
I'm Mark, by the way.
Hey, Mark. Welcome and thank you for joining us for this podcast.
Glad to be here. Thanks. Thanks for the beer.
Now, how long have you been a dad?
My daughter just turned 4 months old about a couple days ago.
Oh, so awesome, awesome.
About 4 months.
About 4 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have that 4 month death stare going on.
Yeah. No, she's actually, we'll get into it, but she's a really good baby.
Okay.
I think I'm quite lucky.
Well, just lack of sleep in general.
That's normal.
Right.
That's just how I look.
My fault.
So we kind of got a whole broad spectrum then, because my son's about to, just turned 2 months.
Oh, didn't even remember. That's harsh, bro. He's about to turn six.
He's about to, yeah. Yours is about to turn six.
6 months.
6 months.
Years.
6 months.
I wish.
6 months.
I look a lot better.
Awesome. So what was the biggest thing that you found out being a dad, like the biggest change you've had to make?
You no longer have a personal schedule.
No personal schedule?
Yeah, you have to schedule to their, it's like a ticking time bomb that you reset every 3-4 hours and have to defuse one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean,
the truth, it's hard in the podcast world because I think everyone in here just went, yeah.
No,
it's about right.
You can't, you can't take like coming here today. I had to promise to make up for it this morning,
right.
And then later on in the afternoon, I'll have to
couple diaper
watch
changes.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just my wife. You know, if she has a plan to, leave the house and bring the baby and bottles and all that crap.
So. Right. You basically have to pack a whole, bag of just shit that you may not.
Which is fine, but it's just, you have that time period where the baby's sleeping or, not screaming, where you can get things done. And then beyond that, you have to kind of pay attention to them. So it's really just the time management.
Yeah. So my baby seems to, even when if he's not screaming and he's awake, he always wants to be like held and bounced and everything. So there's like a very short window of when he's sleeping. It's like, all right, now we got to get shit done. What? That's how it is, right?
Truth in the podcast
that's
world right now. This is like everyone's like, oh yeah, shit, yeah.
Ashley always tells me, it's like, yeah, I finally put him down and I could shower and then I could eat. But by the time I halfway through, eating breakfast, he started waking up and crying. So I had to jam it all in my mouth and then go pick him up. And
Logan has definitely watched me shit because he wouldn't stop crying unless I was looking at him. So he's in the bouncer. I'm on the toilet. We're just staring at each other like, we shouldn't be watching this.
You figure I don't remember anything when I was that age, so he won't remember this either, right?
Just in hypnotherapy. No, I remember my dad. Turnabout's fair play, kid.
Oh, man. Did you get any time off of work?
No. So I had to take vacation time.
You had
time.
To take vacation time?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, that's the auto supplier world.
Yeah, really.
Where time is money. And
So did you take just like a week off or two? Or
I took like a week and a half. So my wife went to labor. It was kind of like Wednesday, Thursday, she started having contractions. So I basically didn't go to work those days. But
okay.
I just called in sick or whatever. My boss is very...
You didn't work from home? Quote unquote.
Right.
I have air quotes.
Yeah.
Podcast world, these are air quotes.
Yeah, yeah. The old air quotes.
Yeah.
Andy is air quoting.
It was kind of a blur. So
yeah.
Not really. No.
Yeah.
I was at the hospital. Luckily, we live close to the hospital. We live about a mile away.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who, like, when people ask that question, it's like, well, what happened? It's like, oh, I don't remember. Do you tell me what you did? And then they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah,
right.
Exactly. Don't ask questions like that. Except you.
I remember everything that happened because I was at work when my wife was like, yep, we got to go to the hospital. I got to get induced. And I was like, oh,
packing up your office, shit, just a box and running out.
Yeah.
My wife was due on a Sunday, and she had a what's called an anterior placenta, which means the placenta's like
on the outside, anterior.
And so when the baby's kicking it, you can't feel it. And they say, if you can't feel the baby kicking, come in. So we'll check basically to see if it's still alive.
But how do you... So it's just if you don't feel the baby kicking for a certain period of time?
It's 10 kicks an hour or something like that. And she was getting one or two.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's like, you're getting one or two. Isn't that good enough? I mean, it's not just... It's either alive or it's not.
Right, right.
Anyway, so... Her OB was like,
maybe
whoa.
She's just lazy in the woods. She's like,
I don't really want a baby.
Yeah.
Baby found some Xanax. He's going to town.
Right. So the OB was like, well, so she was doing on Sunday. Nothing was happening at all. And then like by that Wednesday, we went and the not kicking thing was happening. So they said, well, we can induce you. They scheduled her to be induced the following Sunday. And then like Thursday night, Friday morning, things started happening. And then she was born Saturday morning.
Oh,
so then that following week, I took the week off vacation. And then her parents, or her mom and her family was in town. And then my parents came in. So basically someone was there with her
the first four
weeks. Someone was in the house with her.
That's awesome. That's always nice to have relatives nearby that can help or just relatives that'll come in and help.
Yep. No doubt.
Yeah. So was it, I mean, you only took a week off. Was it weird going back to work?
That was like, you know, in the first week where you're not sleeping, and that was tough. I had a couple of days where I contemplated going out to my car and sleeping.
Oh, wow.
At
lunchtime.
That's when the poop nap was created. Sit in the toilet and fall asleep.
Right.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've had to adjust. Like, beforehand, I wasn't really good at waking up for work anyway, but, like, it's now, I have to wake up, and then I have, like, an hour and a half of hanging out and... This is going to sound about dealing with my baby before I can get ready and go to work. So
you have your morning routine down?
Well, yeah, now I have it. I have a routine down, but it's like I wake up whenever he wakes up and then it starts from there.
Oh, no, it's 5:30, man. He's up. You get up and you eat so we can get to work.
So that's how you do it?
Yeah, we wake up at 5. She jumps in the shower.
Do you wake him up?
Well, he's pretty much about getting up.
Oh, okay.
He's either up at 4 or about to get up at 5.
Okay.
So get up, feed him, slap a diaper on him, or vice versa, depending on if he's loaded or not, and then throw him in the sleeper. I eat some breakfast. She comes down.
Slap a diaper on you. Right.
Yeah, it's hard to find them my size, though. 348 months is a hard diaper to find. But, even if he's not up, and he's usually, if he's not up, it's like, hey, you don't want this bottle. All right, sleep until you're hungry.
Yeah.
And then the daycare people can deal with him.
Now, did you get into a routine quickly?
We did, but so when my wife was home, it was easy because I would just leave and then she'd take care of it.
Yeah.
But now we started taking her to daycare 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we've just really started getting into that routine. So we'll put her down around between 8 and 10. We'll put her down depending on when she's cranky.
Right, right.
And then she sleeps pretty much through the night and then gets up anywhere between 4:30 and 6.
That's nice. Awesome.
So,
yeah.
So if she gets up at 6, it's kind of a problem, really, because then, you know, we're scrambling to get her out the door so we get to work at a decent hour.
Yeah.
And I'm typically, I take the morning shift because I'm more of a morning person and my wife is very slow. And so
I'm usually not the morning person. How do I get stuck with that job?
Right.
Shite.
Neither my wife and I are not morning people at all. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he the only 2-month-old that can feed himself? Just hang it from the crib like a hamster or something?
Well, I created a nice little thing against
That's
the wall.
That's a great idea. Like a hamster wire bottle that you can put in the crib?
Exactly, yeah.
Promise leaking formula is going to reek.
Yeah, it does.
So now your wife's back to work. What'd you guys go through to pick a daycare? Did you guys like already have one in mind, or did you have before she even came along, were you just like looking at daycares?
So baby was born in May, so I'd say back in December, January time frame we started looking around because we knew it would be around September that she'd be going back to work.
Okay.
And there were a lot that were already staying up. Sorry, we're full. Jeez. We're already booked up.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
He puts his son in daycare. Right.
However,
now.
Most of them called us back that we said, okay, put us on the waiting list. A lot of them called back after we had already picked another one. And they said, oh, it turns out we got an opening now, whether people moved or whatever.
That's some car salesman bullshit right there.
Pretty much, yeah. So we're like, no, you missed your shot.
Yeah.
So we looked at the full gamut. We looked at nice places that we can't afford, and we looked at places that you get what you pay for type situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe in a crate.
Right. And we end up picking one that's at a church that's close to our house.
Okay.
Like within a mile.
Yeah.
The location was great, and you know, and they're all state regulated, so they pretty much are all the same. Like when you get to the room and the people there, and like, I swear to God, I heard this at one place during a tour that by state law they have to play music in like the infant room.
Really?
Which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why wouldn't you want silence? But anyway, if you ever check it out, they all seem to have some sort of Kenny G or something playing in the background.
Shit, I guess I have to look it up now.
You know what? I never looked it up, but that's just what someone told me.
Some nice maybe elevator just, music going on. And,
is this a clean podcast? Or
no,
am I allowed to swear?
God, no. Okay. You're allowed to swear.
So I don't know if they're just fucking with me, but maybe maybe that is a law. I don't know. So
I'm up in the break.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's like, you know, the extremes of both ends, and then the majority of them were kind of in the middle. And we picked the one that was closest to home.
Awesome. Now,
so far, so good.
So far, so good. No, yep. No issues. You haven't had any luck like Tony here. His son gets what you call kennel cough every other week.
Sick every goddamn
day. She's sick currently. After only 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Like immediately, the couple days after we took her there, she started having a cough, and she's.
It's fucking kennel cough.
Yeah. She's very congested, and like she's not eating a lot. She's eating less, I'd say. So.
Oh, well, the boy's appetite has not subsided at all.
Now, are you guys doing breastfeeding, or are you doing formula, or
no.
Mix?
No. We tried it. It wasn't working out.
Yeah.
So, no, we switched off the formula.
What kind of formula are you using? This is just the...
Oh, so we started using, like, the name brand Infamil, and then did some calculations and determined that that's... not economically viable. So we tried I think we're using Target brand because there's a Target on Southfield that we go to a lot. I live in Southfield, and so we usually go there and get that, and then I think now we have like a subscription where we're ordering it online.
Oh, nice. I think if you have like Amazon Prime and you like do a subscription, you get like 20% off.
Yeah,
we
have Prime, and we actually have an Amazon credit card, so we'll get points. It's stupid. Amazon,
baby's gonna fly us to Hawaii.
They must mark everything up so much, because it's like everywhere you turn you get a discount if you're doing something with Amazon.
It's like Kohl's, everything's like $50, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I got a coupon, now it's a nickel. How the fuck?
Yeah, Kohl's is a whole other story. Different podcast, I guess.
I do feel a lot of stores mark stuff up compared to Amazon, because like you just in like in
well,
terms of
look
in
the
terms of
they have.
In terms of books and everything, I'll go to like a brick and mortar, and I'm the reason probably they're going out of business.
There's bookstores still?
Yeah, there's like a Barnes and Noble, and Ferndale has like two legit bookstores.
It was just funny. They put a coffee shop in there and put comfy couches. It's like, do you want me to just sit here, read the book, and leave?
I think
probably,
so. Yeah.
They probably make more money in the Starbucks that they're selling.
Oh, for sure.
All the books look like it's a library.
But you go in and you find the book you want. You like look at, you know, read the summary. Look at the, because I like pictures, so the covers really sell it to me. And then I go immediately to Amazon and like, oh, it's $5 cheaper and I can get it in 2 days. So right. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I just bring my own bookmark, read it there, come back later and finish it off.
Just hide it in a corner.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You just need to lift up the bookcase. There's that little spot underneath you stuff in.
So formula, yeah.
Formula, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So we're using the Target brand, and I've got it down to a system. I feel like I'm like a chemist or something, where I have like a little scale. Like a drug dealer.
I was going to say, he's cutting cocaine in the baby's room.
I always feel nervous buying those little food scales from like Amazon, because it makes you feel like, what kind of people buy those? Healthy people and drug dealers,
pretty
right?
much.
Yeah.
So, because like, you know, if you use a little scoop they give you and you're making a day's worth of bottles, it's like 28 scoops or something, or 14 scoops, whatever it is. So instead I just weighed it out in like a big measuring cup and dump it in like a little mixer. So that's kind of my
thing.
So
do you like mix it all up in one bowl or one pot? And
we have
then
a pitcher.
A pitcher?
A pitcher that has like a mixer plunger thing.
Oh, nice. Okay. Like a French press almost?
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's plastic.
Le fancy bébé.
So you mix that up all up and then you pour it into the individual bottles and...
That's I do that while she's putting the baby down at night.
That's smart.
Our daycare makes you label them all, which is, I don't think they read them.
What, like AM? Like
the date and time that the bottle was made. Because it's formula, okay. So if it's expired, they don't give it to her. So they say formula is only good for 24 hours, but we've given her a bottle that's almost 48 hours old and she seemed fine.
She's okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the legal rules for them. Kenny G and no more than 24 hours old.
Now, were you? Did you have any problems getting in there and changing your first diaper? Because I remember before at the hospital or at home, anything like that.
No, I have nieces, so I had changed diapers before.
Because that was a big thing. Like my wife and her family was all like, "Oh, you want to change your our niece's diaper? Do you want to practice?" I was like, "No,
it's
no
a
thanks."
Diaper. How hard is this?
No
be
thanks,
here.
But.
Yeah, I was. I happened to, you know, my wife had a difficult delivery, so she was kind of in the bed. And I was up with the baby a lot, and the nurse came in and was like, "Oh, here, come here, I'll show you how to do this." And so,
nice.
It was like the meconium stage,
right,
which is
that like black tar shit,
heroin poops,
right. And that was the only time she pooped on me was when I was changing her diaper during that. And then ever since then, she hasn't.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I prefer that. Like, the poops now are just... And she's not eating solid food yet. Is your son eating solid food?
I just started.
So his poops are going to be pretty awful.
Oh, they're fucking great, man.
No, I mean, don't they get worse?
Oh, they're beautiful. Just mud pies everywhere.
But they smell worse.
They smell worse,
Christ,
right?
So with their formula shit. So well, he's got to be on sensitive Infamil.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. The purple one, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing too.
So yeah, his shits have already been smelling like death from above. So
right.
I think that like spider sense. I can smell when they're about to hit, and then they hit, and it's like, oh.
See, Holden will fart all the time. So we're like, is that a shit or is that a fart?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he lifts
them
up.
If
the smell, goes away.
Do you find that the farts are smell worse?
Yeah.
It's like. That doesn't make sense to me, but whatever.
I don't know how that works out, but yeah, the farts smell a lot worse.
But I'm sure whatever absorbent materials in a diaper probably takes a good brunt of that funk.
Yeah. Do you use a diaper pail?
Fuck, no, those things are fucking horrible.
I changed one this morning. I can attest to that.
I heard it's just as bad as having a garbage pail. So we just have a garbage pail.
Right. The only nice thing is that it's like a continuous roll of plastic.
Yeah.
So. If you're good at, like, you know, pinching it off and then tying it off.
I am not a German sausage maker, sir.
So if you can make the sausage, then it works out pretty well.
We had a couple friends that tried it, and then they went to a pail because they were tired of paying the money for it, and it was like, there was no difference to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we just get, like, these super-duper odor eaters and use Lysol spray, and if it gets too many poops in the pail, we change it.
Right.
It's just, it's...
I think we just threw it on a registry and we had it.
We did at first too until we talked to a couple people and I was like, well, does it take that off so we can get some better cooler stuff?
I don't know. It's
I will
not...
trade this diaper pail for 30 nipples.
What was one thing that you put on your registry that you thought you'd use the most, but you find yourself not using at all?
Good question.
Tony, same for you. I don't know if I've asked you this.
Pacifiers. The kid does not like pacifiers.
Yeah.
He did a little bit at first, but it's just like, as soon as he realized there's no food coming out, it's like, meh.
Really?
Meh.
That was the only way we could get Holden to quiet down for a while.
I mean, at first it was, but then he's like, this is no reward for this sucking. Meh.
Yeah.
We're kind of the same way where she takes a pacifier before a nap or bedtime and...
Yeah.
You know she's asleep when she's passed out, mouth open.
And it's just
pacifier's like, you know, 3 inches away from her head.
It sounds like me with a bottle of beer.
She's still 4 months old, so maybe some of the toys that we have, it's too soon, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, we got a pile of those baby toys. It looks like, what the fuck do we have all these for?
Yeah. I put together one of the, like, we had a Finding Nemo, like, bouncy, and I was like, oh, it says 3 months. He's almost, you know, he's like 2.5 or so. We'll try it and see if he's tall enough. No. took 20 minutes to put together with all the different things and then put him in there. He hated it. He was just crying his head off and he couldn't touch the floor. And so it was like, okay, back down to the basement for you.
Into the daycare crate?
My wife's not actually... the baby, the bouncy.
Thank you. I was like, what the fuck?
Back down to your cage until you like your toys.
Go organize daddy's beer collection.
Is that by style or alphabetically?
Both.
Chronologically.
It's complex.
We actually, speaking of which, we my wife, when she was off, and this is the, you know, my father-in-law used to say the best thing about being at work is that it doesn't cost you anything. When my wife was home, she was buying things a lot.
Oh, jeez.
And then she started, but then she got smart and started going, Facebook has like a marketplace.
Yeah.
So she was going on there and buying toys for like $3.
Nice.
And so she would, and it was pretty much local.
Yeah.
So she bought a lot of used toys and then just, you know, threw them in the washing machine or the dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
I always get those two confused.
Did you put that baby in there?
You don't put your baby in the washing, the dishwasher?
Yeah, we have one without the auger, so it's safe.
Yeah. Put on the gentle cycle, right? So we bought a lot of toys that way. So that was a big thing.
Okay.
We bought, she likes rings. So like we have like a little jungle gym where she lays on her back and it's just like a plastic. It's a mat with two like arches that go overhead. You can hang stuff from it.
Oh, yeah.
So she has like little rings and she loves those things.
Oh, yeah. Kids bat at that like cats, man.
Yep. Yep.
My son doesn't bat at it yet. He's only
2 months, man. Give him some time.
He'll just look at it and be like, I'm mesmerized.
Like, well, he still can't even see shit. He's only 2 months old.
Yeah.
I've only noticed recently my daughter's like, oh, I know you. You're the guy from this morning.
You're the guy who puts food in my face hole.
Right. That's right.
See, I get the feeling that he knows me because he'll be cool with my wife and then I'll start holding him and he'll be like, start crying. And
well, that's what they say. Like, the more you handle the baby, the more he knows who's handling him.
Yeah.
So he knows who you are. You know, you got that funk on you.
Yeah.
So,
I do smell a lot. Yes.
Like macaroni and cheese and Hetty Tapa.
Sounds delicious.
I think I'll have that for lunch.
Delicious. No, you can't.
I can't. You're right. Mm-hmm. I can't.
You get three grapes and an almond.
That's right.
Are you being good now?
Yeah. Well, Nick.
Is that your cheat day?
No. Nick and I are in a weight loss competition.
Yeah, he was asking me like to go work out with me randomly the other day.
So do you do the, what's it called, working out?
Do you go to that gym?
Gym? The gym? Is the Y silent?
Yeah, so we're doing this, it's like us and four of our friends, so five people in total, $100 buy-in, winner gets $300, I guess. Because the second place will get their buy-in money back.
Good luck.
So
I want to hang out with you guys at a Chinese buffet and just fuck with you.
I don't think we'll step foot in the Chinese buffet until after the competition.
I'll live stream it to your Facebook feed. Nom.
Well, it ends the day before Thanksgiving, so the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
So that's your fat Wednesday there, huh?
Boy.
So final weigh-in, and then Thanksgiving comes, and boom. Put it all back on.
You gotta put on your wife's pregnant pants with an expandable panel.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Put on those elastic pants. So what is one thing that you... So the rings are probably the one thing that you got that you didn't think you'd use it as much, but you're using
know.
The most?
We didn't know? We just bought it, and the kid loved it, so...
Okay.
You know, go with what works, I guess.
Yeah. Have you had any crazy blowouts or have you taken her anywhere where she's just thrown a fit and it's just been
so,
like, sorry guys, sorry, as you like walk out the restaurant?
She's actually really good
at
restaurants. We for the 4th of July, my parents live in Alabama.
Okay.
And that's normally a 10.5 hour drive. They're in northern Alabama, so it's not too bad. It's like 2 hours from Nashville. And so we drove down and it took 13 hours.
Wow.
Because we had to stop.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just go in the back seat and feed the baby. And they say don't feed the baby while they're in the car seat because if they choke, you know, it'll take you too long to get them out.
Yeah.
And then you can't be driving while the baby's out of the car seat. So we would basically try to time our stops. And we have a dog as well. So we would stop, feed the baby, walk the dog, go to the bathroom ourselves. And then that just took forever.
Especially, I imagine so, because one of you goes to the bathroom while the other one stays in the car and then swap out.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you have the fox, the chicken, and the bag of feed. You're like, have to get them both across a river.
Man.
That's damn word problems. Who knew they'd come in handy?
Right. No, but luckily the dog's like 11, so he's pretty chill.
Oh, that's
good. He can be left in the car. And actually, he's good with the baby, too.
That's good.
We weren't really worried about it, because when he was a puppy, I would not want him around the baby. But now he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just feeding the baby, bottle him out.
Well, you see all these, like, cute videos on Facebook or something where, like, the dog is pushing the swing to keep the baby, like, in motion or like, laying
take
next...
48. That's laying not next like, to... you know...
Well, it's no. One of those hopeful dreams that I have. Our dog is 3 years old, so he's still kind of...
Oh,
she's still kind of
nuts.
A puppy. Oh, yeah.
I mem.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah, she's still crazy. She's still that crazy. So we were still concerned with her.
Yeah, so my dog was like that.
Okay.
But she's no longer.
At what point did that break? At what point did that change?
Between 6 and 8 years.
Oh,
like, he'll still be an asshole once in a while. He'll, like, you know, like, oh, I took the trash out for you and just spread it over the floor. Just to let you know I'm here still.
The dangerous trash has been nullified, sir.
Has your dog had any, like, have you had any issues with paying attention to your child over your dog?
Yeah, so he definitely is feeling it. And
yeah.
He'll like, when I'm feeding the baby, he'll walk up to me, and I'll try to pet him and feed her.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I've had those situations.
I can't imagine doing it with a dog your age.
Well, I'm sitting there feeding him, and she'll come up and, like, just put her head, like, on my lap and look up at me, like... I'm still
trying to feed elbow patter.
Like, like, why don't you love me?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. That's a real problem.
Yeah. And it's the whole, and since my dog's still so young, has so much energy, like, I have to take her out all the time, and, you know, I'll try to beat, you know, double team it, take him outside, because he really likes going outside. It kind of soothes him. So whenever he's crying, it's like, okay, let's go outside for a bit. And but it's then I have to throw the ball with the dog.
Oh,
and
really?
Then the dog, and then it's all gets dirty, and this hand gets dirty, so it's, I can't touch the baby with the hand.
Right.
It becomes a whole thing. It's real.
Do you have, like, the backpack thing where you
I do have a carrier. Yeah
Does your son like that, or?
I mean I put it in him, and he'll either cry for a little bit and then fall asleep, or just go right to sleep. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing. I've never worn it because I don't care for it, but my wife, she'll walk the dog and then put the baby in that.
Okay.
And now she's big enough now where we can turn around and have her
facing
out. She prefers, like, when you're holding her even, she wants to
look
be facing out.
To look out to see everything. Yeah, that's how Holden is. I've tried to wear my son and walk the dog, but my dog's such a asshole that she'll pull at me and... his neck still trying to, like, strengthen up. So if I don't have a good handle and she pulls at me, his neck could go, you know, whiplash back and forth. So we just don't mix the two walking together,
right?
Unless my wife's holding one or the other.
Yeah, I don't want to be trying to handle a baby like a football on a 40-yard rush.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You can't drop him too much.
Though I have
only get a couple.
I have been taking him on walks in the stroller recently, and he seems to really enjoy that. Like, put him up at a little slight angle so you can see out, but then, like, you hit every, like, little line in the thing, and it's just like a bump, and he's just like, yeah, this is nice.
Usually babies like that.
Yeah.
I heard they actually were making a, was it Ford?
Yeah, Ford was making a...
Ford's making a mat to put in your crib.
Yeah,
like simulate road.
Well, they've actually made up a whole.
They made a whole rocker, right? Or
it's like a whole bassinet that rocks and moves,
and it has lights
that go
right?
by.
Yeah, yeah,
and
maybe that's what it was.
That's insane.
Yeah. I wonder what that costs.
$700.
Well, my wife works at Ford, so I tried to get her on the beta. I'm like, get one of those. We'll shut that kid right up.
Does your kid shut up if it gets in the car?
Depends.
Usually after a few minutes.
Yeah. If you stop too long at a light, it's like, dude, move this thing.
What are you doing? Why are you stopping?
Right.
Yeah. I had a company picnic out in Milford, so my manager was like, bring your family. I want to see if it's real.
It's not. I'll be at home.
and so we drove out there, and he gets in the car and just started wailing for the entire 45-minute drive out there.
Man, your baby's like
colicky
or something.
Brian. I don't know what it was, because then afterwards we take him out.
Were you a bad kid? Is this your punishment?
I mean, I was recounting stories to my wife this morning about things I did as a child, and then I realized, it, like, kind of dawned on me. I was like, man, I was a piece of shit. I was not a good kid.
Right.
So maybe this is my punishment, but he was, like, wailing for 45 minutes going out to Milford, and then, like, we soothed him a little bit, changed his diaper, and then put him in the carrier, you know, facing... my wife, and he just was out for the hour and a half we were at the picnic.
And then back in the car.
And then back in the car, he slept then for most of the ride. Then when we got off the highway, first red light we hit, he was like woke up and was like, "Hey, what are you doing here?"
Yeah, he would be like, "Let's go." When he was younger too. If we'd stop, he'd be like, "Dude, no." Now yeah. It's kind of like, "Hey, we stop."
Yeah.
Shit's going on outside. I like this.
So when we drove down to Alabama, the last like 2 hours of the trip, she was just not happy to be in the car seat anymore.
Yeah.
I think you were asking about a blowout, and that's when it happened.
Oh. We had to go to Walmart and buy another car seat.
It was dark too, so it was like,
oh no.
So I'm pulled over on like an off ramp on I-65. It's dark out. I got the lights on. You know, I'm trying.
Miner's headlamp.
My wife's in the back seat, and she, you know, she takes the baby out, and then she's also. Trying to see what she's doing and try to clean up. Luckily, it hasn't gone like beyond her clothes, but we had to do an outfit change. Which,
oh, we've had to throw away a onesie.
Throw away a onesie.
You threw away one?
Well, the nice thing
you
is
you can clean them.
We're the last. We are the last of all everybody we know to have a kid. So we've got like garbage bag full of hand-me-downs.
Okay.
I mean, we're actually repackaging them to hand them back down.
Do you have like
a paper
towel?
We might as well.
Like onesies. You're just like, nope.
Exactly.
Put
so
it in
it's
there.
Like, this one has enough poop on it. We can throw it away.
Just no when you don't want to deal with trying to clean it, just toss
it in
there.
Yeah, I'm not
gonna
spot clean that son of a bitch. It's like half poop at this point.
Yeah. I had to clean a couple big messes.
Just a bucket full of bleach and a stick.
Well, it's just down there. I don't get grossed out by it. I'm just down there kind of scrubbing it with my hands and everything, getting all the shit off of it.
Brownie batter.
Yeah.
It's just milk.
Well, we were just really happy. We've gotten to, you know, it's to the point where it's, because we're still trying to breastfeed him as much as possible, but we do mix in formula every now and then. So every time he poops, it's just like, what color is it? Yellow? Woohoo! That means he's getting more breast milk than formula.
Oh, okay.
So.
Do you got like a color chart on the calendar that you marked?
You know, that's, we monitor when he goes, you know, shits and pisses and everything, but
do you have an app?
We do. Do you use the baby tracker app?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
It is. It's super good. He'll make fun of us for it, but.
Well, as soon as we got to the recommended levels, we were like, okay, cool, he's good. He's working normally. We don't need to record any of this anymore.
The big thing is we forget when we feed her.
Right.
Oh, that one.
That's.
So I know that 55 minutes ago she had a bottle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Last time she pooped was 28 hours ago, which means it's going to happen while I'm here.
Texan, you have 5 minutes. Get out of the house.
Yep, last time he went, he pissed, he was 2.5 hours, and last time he nursed was...
You still track that. Yeah. You don't track wet diapers.
Oh.
We just track the poopy ones.
Well, my wife was getting a little nervous because the wet diaper started going down a bit.
That could be a problem, yeah.
When he's been starting to feed off of her a lot more recently, but his wet diapers started going down, so she's starting to get a little concerned.
And that's the thing, like, you don't know how much they're getting when they're...
Exactly.
They're on there for 15 minutes, but...
Right, exactly.
I
it's like...
measure that.
And sometimes he'll cry, she'll put him on, and he'll just be like, okay, I just wanted a nipple in my mouth.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I know that.
Right, yeah.
Welcome back to Pervert Podcast. Sorry, ladies.
People actually listen to this?
Yeah. Two people, my wife and his. But his wife doesn't listen to it, so don't ask her.
My wife listens. She just never told me she listened.
That's what I'm saying. Don't ask her.
Hey, Ashley.
God, that jackass Tony. Could you not podcast with him anymore? This could be solo. It'd be so much better.
No, we get... I counted it out the other day. On SoundCloud stats alone, we have average about 50 listeners an episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor bastard. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that it's all for Tony.
Yeah, right. That guy just cusses a lot. He's
he gets super serious sometimes.
Yeah, and then you ruin my whole lead talk.
And then I
actually got yelled at for that. I was like, enough about the lead.
I was kind of worried there when you're like, yeah, last time I talked about lead. I'm like, whoa.
Hey, that is a serious fucking subject. I'm going to bring out the F word today for that. I've been trying to hold back the F word.
Wait, so you got yelled at for being so serious?
Oh, I got a text message about, okay, I get it. And I was like, well, if Andy would have shut up for 10 minutes, I could have got to the whole spiel.
I don't think you could have.
No, because you're going the whole friggin' time. You ruined it. People are going to die now because of you. That's on your head.
Jesus.
Yeah, think about that.
Man, that's kind of terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It's all your fault, Andy. I'm going to gold chant you like I'm at Yoast.
What was I going to say?
You have a list of questions.
I do have a list of questions. I have a list of topics.
This is very serious.
Does your baby experience... I literally sat down this today and was just like, you know, wrote down a bunch of stuff. Does your baby experience a lot of gas?
Not as much anymore. She used to, pretty much after every feeding, we'd have to, like, sit her up and walk her around because she'd be gassy and then it's, you know, developmental things. But now she'll have some pretty hearty burps.
Yeah.
After feeding now.
It's something
it takes time for them to develop their, I think it's the, oh shit, what's the valve?
The esophagus.
Between the esophagus and the stomach.
It's technically a sphincter.
that's the muscle, right?
Anything that closes off like that in human body is called a sphincter. But
it's not the duodenum. I know that.
Duodenum. Isn't the dangly thing in the back of your mouth?
That's the uvula.
The uvula. Oh my god, it's the wrong down area.
So the esophageal sphincter.
That sounds like the most scientific thing we've ever heard on this
Welcome
podcast.
Welcome back to fuckupyourmedicaladvice.com. You're gonna die.
So once that developed,
it just, you know, you'll notice she'll stop or he'll stop screaming after eating.
I hope so, because it's been getting to the point where, like, we'll feed him, he'll be happy-go-lucky, and then all of a sudden he'll just snap into this crying situation where, like, we're bouncing him and everything doesn't really soothe him. And we've even resulted to giving him, like, degasser stuff. Like,
right. We tried that. Don't know if it works.
It worked.
Was your windy butt play thing not working anymore?
My wife doesn't want me to use
windy.
It.
Good. Yeah. I tried that. That seems wrong.
Yeah.
But that's only for, you know, when it's made its way through.
Right.
Which, our doctor's like, don't put that in his ass. You're going to perforate his colon.
I don't think that's ever the problem. I think if they have to fart, they can fart.
Right.
Sounds like you have a good farter.
Yeah. Oh, excellent farter.
Champion.
He gets it from his dad.
So I think it's when it's stuck up here that's the problem.
That's why we had to switch that Infamil Delicate stuff.
Yeah, same with us.
It was just like, my wife's like, it's got to be his stomach. And I'm like, he's not doing. We're arguing about it. And she's like, I know, I have dairy issues. And I'm like, okay, let's try it. And we tried it, and I was like, son of a bitch. Let me eat my words here.
So do you argue with her about stuff like that?
I think that, just because it was like at the point where it was like we were so frustrated up all the time. He's crying, not being able to be soothed. And, you know, I think it was like I think kind of our first major fights about it. And then it was just like, whatever. And she's like, don't you fucking say that. I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, it was a drag out fucking fight. And We switched to that, and everything's been fine since. So
yeah.
It could have been that. It could not have been that, but I'm cause and causality kind of thing. It probably was that.
Yeah.
So when did you know you had to switch to, like, the sensitive?
It's pretty early.
Pretty early?
Yeah, it was after, like, the first or second container of the regular stuff that we went through.
Yeah, ours was, too. It was pretty quick on.
Where we said, let's just try it. We're at the store, and we're like, it's the same price for a couple bucks, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a dollar or two more.
Yeah.
Super sensitive.
Right. Who knows what they put in there?
Xanax. It's going to calm your baby right down.
Oh,
right.
Man. All
right.
Yoga. Sorry. Distracted.
Quit looking at the yoga pants, Andy.
I'm not.
Now, see, she now should be wearing yoga
now
pants.
Now I got to edit this shit out.
No. Wait, no, this is the kind of stuff you leave in.
Ashley's looking at yoga pants. It was a guy, though. So
It was a guy.
He had great glutes.
He must work out.
He had big mammal toe, so one was on each side of the seam.
Tony, last time you said you make your kid smile and laugh using faces.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Do you just talk to her?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Now, when did they start to? When did she start to, like, smile? And does she audibly laugh now, or is it like the?
Like, no,
more surprising. Do you get the valley laughs or the giggles?
We got giggles, and then she'll do, like, the squeal once in a while. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, God, I broke her. Don't call CPS. Don't call CPS.
Yeah, I'll just kind of be like, that could be a few feet away, which is cool.
So, yeah.
Like, my wife was calling her this morning, and I was like, hey, Caroline. And she'll be like, ah.
Oh, yeah, I'll make the face, and he'll, like, go, hey. He'll, like, do the Mr. Burns.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, yeah, just make faces at him.
So you just make. Do you like play characters or
something?
Sometimes
I can just give him the deadpan stare. He'll go, you dumb old man.
Do you ever try to pick him up making a face or something, and he like smacks you and he goes, not
he
the mama.
He grabs the beard, he'll kick my face. He loves.
Oh, he's
faces.
Been grabbing my beard, yeah.
But he's got head control now, so I can literally throw him up and like do the fake drop. I call it the demon drop. I'll throw him like like in an arc up and then like drop. So there's like
R.I.P.
no gravity.
Demon drop.
Yeah, and he's like,
oh jeez,
he loves it. He's gonna be a
gonna be a roller coaster ride tester or something.
Yeah. Loves being thrown, tossed, and his collarbone's ticklish like my wife's, so I can like hold him like a Nintendo remote and just go dee dee dee, and he just like scrunches down, and just gives his belly laugh. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, he's great.
I haven't tried throwing my child yet.
No.
I'm gonna give it a couple months. Don't do it.
You really should.
We were at the doctor's for like a 2 or 3 month visit, kind of like when he's just and I'm bouncing him on my knee and he's having a fucking blast. He's about at the belly laugh stage. And the doctor's like, no more than that. No more bouncing than that. I'm like, oh,
the
shit.
The doctor said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay, when can I throw him? No, I didn't ask that. Because she's like, people are asking, when can they throw their babies? I'm like, I didn't think about that, but okay, when?
Wait, people legitimately ask that?
Apparently they do.
Is that they see it on movies? They're like, we always see people tossing babies in the air.
I guess it must be a thing, but I just kind of figured he had head control. It's because I think I did one of those, okay, gotcha, and I kind of like, you know, like if you're carrying a 55-pound bag of flour and you're slipping with it, you kind of give it that, you know, that,
yeah.
Yeah, I kind of did that. He's like, hee-hee. I'm like,
more of that?
Hey, yeah. As soon as his head wasn't flopping around like tater tot on a stick, I figured it was about time to start chunking them around the house.
It's like that scene from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 where Michelangelo like hits, or is it Donatello, hits the clown that bounces back and forth. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was exactly like that scene. I put him on a pedestal. I was just flopping him on the floor.
You gotta stop putting your kid on pedestals.
You know,
okay?
The just higher regular I put him, people. The higher he has to fall. Don't disappoint me.
Are you gonna be a helicopter parent? Is that the problem?
I'm gonna be one of those guys that's at hockey practice yelling at everybody.
Except your son?
Yeah, exactly. It's not his fault. It's
Are you going to be the one
fault.
Going up to the coaches, grabbing them by their shirts, be like,
oh,
you're
going
to play my fucking
I'm
son?
I'm going to Bobby Orr, not Bobby Orr, but Bobby Knight chairs onto the ice.
Hopefully there's not a net in the way.
Your son's just going to be on the ice going, God damn it.
He'll be laughing. I'll back go!
He's drunk on the ice again.
That's the title of my autobiography.
Drunk on the ice again. So what's one thing that you're looking forward to teaching your daughter?
Don't trust boys.
I'm not looking forward to that. I can tell you that.
Oh, man.
You know what they say.
You started your shotgun collection.
I was going to say.
When you have a boy, you only have to worry about one penis. When you have a girl, you have to worry about all of them.
Oh. Can that be the logo of the podcast?
The tagline?
Yeah.
You have to worry about all the penises.
Hashtag all penises.
Are you guys supporting prostate cancer now? What the fuck is this?
So that part I'm not looking forward to. Because my niece is 13, and my brother-in-law is like, oh.
Boys are starting to come around.
Boys are starting to show up,
yeah. Well, he's got guns, so.
Bought himself a nice 8-foot-long bed truck so he can hide the body easier.
Right.
Are you going to get one of those Nerf shotguns, like paint the orange tip black and everything?
Oh, those don't have the same cocking noise as a real shotgun.
I have a real one, so.
You have a real? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Close your eyes and imagine a shotgun. That'll make your sphincter pucker without even being around.
So, I don't know.
Which sphincter?
All of them.
Yeah, all of the orifices that
they start at
opens,
one and go all the way to the top.
So technically, your lips are a sphincter by that term.
No, because that's controllable.
You can't control your sphincter?
Welcome back to Medical Talk and Leaky Buttholes.
Sorry, so back to the question.
She said, what do I want? Looking forward to teaching her.
Yeah, like for me, like I'm really looking forward to like teaching him baseball or something like that, because...
Well, yeah,
America's
I guess
pastime.
I'll teach her about football.
Yeah,
just because my wife hates football. I want someone to watch football with.
Is she gonna come to the tailgates?
Not for a while.
No.
Until she can drive.
So she was. I was gonna bring her to a football game this year, to a Lions game, but you can't really bring much into the stadium. Like you can't bring liquids in.
You can bring a diaper bag.
You sure about that?
Yeah,
does it have to be clear?
Because I checked with the gel. No, you just
yeah, but this is at
Ford Field.
Ford Field, different. Ford Field.
Check the rules, because at least the Joe Louis Arena was, you know, if you have a kid, you can bring
the Joe Louis Arena had non-functioning metal detectors.
I know. How many knives I brought in that place? I mean, no. But yeah, you can bring a diaper bag.
You know how many fifths I brought in that place?
Well, that doesn't. What freaking steel cased fifths are you bringing into the Joe Louis Arena?
Lots of them.
I taped so many octopi to my legs. No, but yeah, you can bring a diaper bag in.
What about the new fandangled pizza arena?
Confederate fags are allowed. Too early? Too soon?
Well, that is. I do have a question about that for you guys.
Next podcast, or we're going to roll right
in. We can roll right in.
Are we going from babies to racism?
Let's settle that for the next one. Anyway, so yeah, you could bring. I don't know about the new one, but I would assume that all things moved over because most of the bag policies did move over.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just if you have a diaper bag, you go with your baby to the secondary screening, you're good to go.
So I'm on their website. It says you cannot bring a diaper bag. You can bring a 1 gallon clear Ziploc bag.
Just full of formula. Right. You just cut a hole in the bottom, let them suck the bag.
I don't think you can bring liquids in.
God, suck at Ford Field.
You can bring like powdered formula. I think you can probably...
Yeah, mix it with your $40 bottle of water.
Right.
See, I'm not mad at this. And the reason I'd say that is...
Because of all those parents bringing in guns and shooting up the crowd?
Because
that baby's a front.
I feel like football games are more... Like, people go there and they get rowdy, they get drunk. Like, I guess all sporting events are this way. But, like, I feel like football is maybe a step above. Because, like, football...
Would it be a step below?
In the drinking, a step above. And but I feel like football, I mean, it's one of those pastimes where it's like people go and tailgate for football.
Because it's
like,
16 games, you have to make it worthwhile.
Right, you have to make it worthwhile. Exactly.
It's only eight
home games, right? And if you're not counting preseason, so...
Fuck preseason.
So if you...
As someone who has to pay full price for preseason, fuck preseason.
But I still keep going.
I don't.
But it's one of those things, like, do you really want to bring a... a month old baby.
But a baby
you're counting in months, like to a football game where you're gonna have everyone cheering, like you're in a closed arena, especially in Ford Field where it gets pretty loud. So it's like if you bring it your child, you're gonna have to bring headphones for them or they're right. gonna blow out their eardrums.
So you can't bring a stroller or an infant car seat, so you'd have to be carrying this.
So you'd have to have a carrier. Yeah,
baby Bjarnum.
Yeah, you can Bjarnum. Doesn't say anything about that. And it says you can't bring food, beverage, or liquids. So yeah. You'd have to bring powdered formula in a bottle.
And I bet they look at the powder even, too, and be like...
Is this anthrax?
Is this Coke?
If you're with a baby, I would think they'd be like...
Is that a real baby?
They're shaking them.
Uh-oh.
Cry for me. Not anymore, asshole.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Another reason to not like football.
The following items are permitted. So, diaper bags only if accompanied by a child. Okay.
Damn, what about my diapers, you assholes?
All right.
Or a really, really old man.
I guess I should read the entire list.
Before you rant on your rant about preseason.
But you still can't bring... I mean,
you still can't bring in liquids or...
Car seats or strollers.
So what does that mean? You can bring a diaper bag, but no liquids can be in the bag?
Probably. I mean,
you gotta sew the liquids into the line or think you're smuggling cocaine.
Gotta bring
water.
A camel bag of liquids to
whatever. I'd weigh out some... powder on my cocaine scale and bring it in.
Now, another reason to not like football. They don't like your babies.
So when do you think you're going to start bringing her?
When she's potty trained.
Potty trained?
Yeah.
When she can go wait in the bathroom line on her own.
Yeah. The women's line's terrible there.
Because there's like one woman's bathroom. Yeah. It's like the Joe Louis Arena.
What about baseball games? Are you a baseball fan? Like,
this is the first year I haven't gone to a Tigers game.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife and I got two in before you came.
We took her to the Jimmy John Stadium.
Okay.
In Utica.
Yeah.
And
how did that work out?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not real bad.
Was it bring your own pistol day?
No.
No.
Isn't that the one that had the concealed weapons day there?
I don't know.
I know one of them did. It was Utica or the one out towards Jackson. They had like bring your own gun day to fucking the baseball stadium.
Really?
Yeah. It's like really? You need a bunch of drones and weapons?
I doubt that's Utica.
That sounds more of a Jackson thing.
And there goes our one Jackson listener.
Do you have any a final story about being a dad that you want to share?
Presenting these questions.
Yeah, exactly.
He's feeling really pressured. I can see it on him.
Have you been drinking while you're about being a dad?
Are you a cop?
You have to tell me if you're a cop.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
The first couple weeks I didn't, because, but now that I'm sleeping, I can't.
Yeah.
And we've got the routine down, and I realize what really, you know, what's required. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have a couple.
Yeah. That's one thing that's been worrying me is, like, having a couple and then, oh, he cries and now I have to hold him and do something with him. And
just don't drop him.
Right, right.
You just don't have more than a couple, because it sounds like you have a problem if a couple are fucking with you.
What if I have a low tolerance?
Drinking Super Imperials?
You don't know what I'm drinking.
That's why I'm asking.
It could be a couple...
By the way, Tony.
Paul Blart? Tony drinking cop?
Tony?
I am a cop, I'm telling you.
Tony and I both have beers, and Andy had a water, just so everyone's clear.
It's the weight loss challenge.
He's on the weight loss challenge.
It's for
empty
that.
Empty calories.
Empty, yeah, exactly.
These are not empty calories. These make me feel better about myself and life. Every glass is full of hope.
It's your happy juice.
Exactly. This is daddy pop. It makes me put up with those. Just kidding. Love the child.
I can't think of a specific story.
No worries. I do. We appreciate you coming down here and joining our podcast, being our very first guest.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
hope you're honored.
Yeah. You can bring a t-shirt or a plaque, so if you want to make one up, feel free.
I can make my own t-shirt.
You can make your own t-shirt.
Sell them.
Yeah.
to your wives.
Brought to you by Correction Corner.
Do we have a Corrections Corner?
I don't know. You get the email. I don't.
Oh, she hasn't sent us anything.
I think we're good.
Hey, we're getting everything right.
Yay. Or she's just tired of it.
Oh, yeah. She's just...
Fuck you guys.
All right. Well, thank you again, Mark.
Yes, cheers. Thanks,
Andy.
Until next time.